Hello, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. I took a week's break off Anchor, and sometimes it's difficult to make sure you have the right content for each different platform. And what I should have done is just shared some of the things that have been happening during the day and in the week, because there's so much happening in the recruitment world every single day. There's great things to share. So hopefully I'm back now and be able to share some great content with you, or something that might be useful. Today I wanted to talk about red flags in recruitment. And red flags I mean by things that recruiters and both internal and external recruiters, and of course the customers, the hiring manager, the business decision maker, may look at when they're reviewing CVs. And these are things that come up time and again that are useful for candidates to be aware of, and also for recruiters to make sure that they're aware that they don't fall into this bracket. Now, it could be a sweeping statement on many of these things, and it doesn't always apply, but it also means that they're things that you should be looking out for and delving deeper into conversation. And if you're a candidate, then these are things that recruiters quite rightly can question and challenge you on, and should be questioning you on, because if it was you that were hiring yourself, you would want to ask those questions and ensure you've got the right candidate, the right fit for you. So some of those red flags, first of all, come with very short assignments. Now, there might be good reasons for those short assignments, and there could be good explanations, something like when the organization changes or budgets get cut, or perhaps there's been a merger or acquisition, or even the company's gone into liquidation of some kind. But short assignments do give tied to a fact that actually there may be some other underlying issues that you need to delve deeper into. And when you have a candidate that's been constantly on very short assignments, then there's always something that's worth questioning and finding out and asking deeper questions. And you know, over the years I've heard lots of stories and lots of excuses of why they were short, and actually when I delved deeper and put some reference calls in directly myself, that wasn't always the case. So these are important things. The other flag that's always an interesting one is when references are given of recruiters from those candidates, or they're given for names that you don't quite get the real name, or you don't get quite the right information. And then when you try to look up all the references, none of them are available online. And it just leads to something that's a little bit unsure. Or if you don't have, you know, if I was given a reference, I would make sure I would give it for someone who it obviously exists, and someone that people were able to look up online, so they would get a feel for, okay, that's the quality of my references. And again, it just gives you an idea of what information is being given. The final one that we see a lot, still a lot, is where people put their years of work at the organization on their CV, but they don't put the month of the time that they were there. Now, that could be, you know, they could have been having a very short assignment where it was the end of the year and they left at the beginning of the following year. But if they don't put the dates on there, the months on there, then you have no idea how long they stayed with that organization. And it's always a concern and a worry, because the first thing many of our stakeholders, hiring managers, ask is how long were they at the organization for? And you shouldn't have anything to hide in this regard, and you should be able to provide that information on your CV. So those are some of the things that get brought up. Of course, there may be good reasons for why that information isn't there in some cases, but people will dig deep and should dig deep. Because the customers are asking those deep questions to the recruiters, and we want to make sure that we're providing the right candidate that's been checked out as well. Love to hear what you think on any of those points, anything that missing, but those are the major ones. And if you'd like to talk about any particular subject on the show, and you're listening to this on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence, and I'll speak again later.